Welcome to the show. For those of you who have power across the nation, wow. Flyover states, a lot of spots were hit hard with thunderstorms, power outages, that kind of stuff. Even in the Northeast, in New Jersey, they had trees that were reportedly bent backwards and massive bolts of lightning and 80-mile-an-hour winds. It's crazy, too, because that kicks in and it's, you know, 15 seconds. So here we are once again at the crossroads looking at another weekend coming your way. Whew. And before you know it, we'll be into August. So where did the summer go? Just like that, boom, it's gone. And that means we're that much closer to the election, not just the presidential election. I say this all the time. People forget that. Yeah, you got Congress people. Everybody's seat is up in Congress, and a chunk of the Senate is also up because that could change the makeup of the legislative branch. Maybe we can get some people who are more about action instead of reaction. So the big reaction continues to be what's going to happen with the tax situation and the Bush tax cuts that are set to expire December 31st. At this point, it's been more of the slugfest that happened in the Senate. Now, with the vote, yay, for the Senate, goes to the House, which really it should have been in the House first, and they complained and whined about that. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going to meet with Democrats. I mean, let's see. How bad can it be? Let me meet with the Dems and see if we can come up with some kind of a compromise. But here's the problem. $250,000, that is the negotiating mark that's not, according to the president, going to move because he'll veto anything that does not have the $250 in it. And what's interesting is even Democrats are complaining about that. Speaking of the Northeast dealing with storms and 95,000 people without power, the senator, longtime senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, who couldn't be a bigger ally to Barack Obama, said, wait a second here, $250, if you live in Manhattan, is not huge money. And he knows because they tax people every which way they can in the great state of New York. Especially if you live in the city, because you have, imagine the taxes, you have a borough tax, a city tax, state taxes, federal taxes, tax. I think I've told this story before. I was never so shocked, and I guess I just didn't really think about it, duh, on my part. But you should always ask about your taxes if you move around. In New York, I just figured, well, yeah, just got to deal with state and federal, not even thinking about the whole city tax thing. Then you get your check, and you start thinking to yourself, I'm going to go to Zabor's for dinner over the weekend, but looks like McDonald's weekend to me because so much is taken out of the checks. So I think they have a point in some of those states, $250. But, hey, if $250 is where the president says it's got to land, we'll see just how quickly that doesn't get passed. It doesn't get pushed forward by Republicans. I think it's a major fiasco given where we are with the economy, but that doesn't happen officially until the end of December. And if you've watched the people in play now, they never do anything until the 11th hour when their backs are against the wall and some decision has to be made, unless they just let it lapse and say, well, we couldn't do anything about it. But with all of the numbers that keep coming out, including from the Congressional Budget Office, remember the nonpartisan three letters in the sky, where they said, wow, you know, if these tax cuts expire, this is going to sink the economy. Are you kidding me? You know, by numbers, they were talking about the amount of money that would be sucked out of the economy. So I'm thinking Boehner might meet with the Democrats, but I don't think anything comes out of that, because that number is not going to change. I don't know what could be changed that would make the Republicans say, okay, we're going to agree to this. Hey, coming up in our third hour of America tonight, don't forget about our Olympic challenge. I know a lot of people will hang out and watch the opening ceremonies on Friday night. And it is exciting. It is exciting because you see all the athletes come into the stadium, and then you start to hear more stories about them, and you start to look forward to some of the events that are coming up. The women's soccer team powerhouse. I mean, the men didn't even make it in, but the women, incredible. So they have a great chance to make some noise here. And Michael Phelps, of course, is one of the big storylines, and there are so many others that we won't even go through it right here at the top of the show. But on our show, we have our Olympic medal challenge, which means in the third hour, you can call in and give us your guess as to how many medals you think the U.S. is going to win in the games this year, plus how many golds, silvers, and bronzes, or just, you know, the main amount, the main number. And once you say those numbers, you own those numbers. So you have a couple of different ways to win some cool prizes from America tonight, but you have to call in to play the game or shoot us an email during the hour. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy. Proud of this group, too, because it's been a couple of months now that we've had the number and more people are starting to get used to it. Woohoo! Because after all, we live in a world where, you have a cell phone. If you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever you have, you have a cell phone, even a good old-fashioned flip phone, and you don't know the numbers of people anymore. You just go to the contacts. How many numbers? I mean, you know, here's a great challenge. How many people out there know five numbers? Do you know five numbers that you can repeat just like that? If your phone died and you had to call somebody, you had to call your spouse, you had to call a buddy to come get you, you had to call work, you had to call, you know, five different places. Could you do it without hitting the contact button? I tried this experiment myself, and I came up with three. I couldn't even do five. Three. One was a husband, of course, the husband. One, and that was the house phone, by the way. The other was my mother, because that phone number's been forever. And then the other one was a friend that I've known for a long time with an easy number who lives nowhere near me, so in case of a problem, could not come to my rescue. Yeah, I might start memorizing some of those numbers. You might start memorizing them, too. So here we start with numbers, and that's what the challenge is about. That comes up in our third hour of America tonight. Speaking of Olympics and challenges, wow, Mitt Romney says that the Olympics, he foresees some problems with the security at the Olympics because one of the things that is being heavily reported is there wasn't enough security. So that was pretty obvious. So Romney is questioning if the Brits are ready for the Olympics. And really, the reality is he was asked by an NBC reporter as he was rushing around about what he thought of the London Games, whether he thought, the London Games, and whether they are ready or not. And he made some remarks because he knew about the security and a couple of other things. And I'll tell you what the reaction was in England next, round the bend.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're going to tell you more specifically what Mitt Romney said to infuriate the Brits about their preparation for the games and how David Cameron, the Prime Minister, shot back at the Mitt with something you'd have to kind of read between the lines to figure out. But I think Romney got the message loud and clear when he met with him. RJ Bell, the founder and CEO of pregame.com, joins us now because, as you can imagine, there are all kinds of crazy cool odds on Team USA when it comes to these Olympic Games. Hey, RJ, how are you doing?
Hey, Kay, what's happening?
I'll tell you what, I love this, that, you know, I don't know, but on the board in Vegas, are there a lot of Olympic bets that you can make?
You know, it's interesting. Vegas actually does not take any Olympic action, and it was a political decision about 10 years ago, and the commission said you can either take action on UNLV games or the Olympics, and it was kind of a trade-off, and they chose UNLV, and now as the Olympic betting action is increasing, you know, it's something that I think they lament that they're not able to take this action now. And one way to kind of quantify the way the action is increasing is the British are expecting to take $80 million in wagers on the Olympics, which is 10 times more than they took for the 2008 games. Now, some of that is going to be driven by, you know, being in London, but really 10x, that's a ton of growth, a lot of action expected.
Boy, no kidding. $80 million. And with the UNLV thing, do a lot of people bet on UNLV?
You know, in town they do. And it was a situation before in which they said, well, because UNLV's here in town, the kids might be more susceptible to corruption. And then they kind of realized, wait a minute, is if we acknowledge that, then we're kind of saying anyone that comes to Vegas, like let's say we got an NBA team, they'd be susceptible to corruption. Mm. So they kind of reverse their position on that to say, no, we regulate things so well that there will be no corruption. And that's one of the reasons beyond them wanting the action on UNLV. They didn't want to create a precedent that being here in town was problematic.
Yeah. There's a lot of interest, as always, in basketball and Team USA. And you know this. There's comparisons made to the Michael Jordan Olympic team versus this Olympic team and which is better. But from the betting perspective, what are some of the numbers that you saw when it came to basketball with the men?
Yeah, so let's talk about the Dream Team in 92 versus this year's team. Got a ton of attention, and I went to a number of bookmakers and said, what number would you put on this game? The consensus ended up being the 92 team would be a 6-point favorite over the 2012 team. And it's funny, at pregame.com in the forum, a place that you can really get instant feedback from other bettors, it was something that a lot of people had opinions on. And to be candid, it surprised me a little bit that the 92 team, even laying 6 points, was preferred by a majority of the people in the community. So even laying six, people like the 92 team. Now, when we look at the 2012 team, they are big favorites to win the gold medal. $750 you have to bet to win 100 if you want to bet Team USA. And if you want every other team, so you can have the rest of the world, and 100 wins you $650.
Wow.
So when you do the math, it implies Team USA has an 87% chance of winning the gold.
Wow, 87% chance, and definitely not shocking that they're a favorite. One of the numbers, and you sent me these numbers too, was interesting, is you talked about, and it was an open-ended question, and you did the numbers, calculated it. Would Team USA trail in the second half of any game, and what'd you find out?
Yeah, this is interesting. So if you look at every game and say at any point if they're behind in the second half, yes or no, and yes is a slight favor, 54%, no is 46. So it's almost a 50% chance that not only will Team USA not lose a game, they won't even be behind in the second half.
Wow. Wow. Let's jump ahead to something else. Overall medals, because I'm doing a little medal contest here. What'd you find with the USA versus the rest of the world?
So if you look at the overall medals, you got two prohibitive favorites. USA, a 60% chance to have the most medals. China, a 30% chance. And then you take the rest of the world, combined, only has a 10% chance. So we have exactly double the chance of having the most medals over China. And really no other countries individually is competitive.
Yeah. And that makes sense too. 10% rest of the world. Wow. One of the big storylines, and you know this, RJ, is Michael Phelps and what's going to happen with gold medals and how many is he going to pull in? And what did you find with the numbers with Michael?
This is some fun stuff. So you can go to the extremes and say, well, what happens if, or what are the odds of him winning seven? He's in seven events this time around. So what happens if he goes 7 for 7? And the odds are pretty slim, about a 5% chance of that. And if you bet $100 on that, you actually would win $1,600. So he's a big underdog to do that. Now you might say, what happens if he totally busts out and gets zero gold? Well, there's a 2% chance. That's even less likely. So 7 golds is more likely than zero. And with the zero, $100 wins you $5,000. So it's 50-1. And the most likely is actually 4 gold medals. And we're predicting a 26% chance of that.
Wow. 26% chance. The other thing, he's as fast as lightning. Don't you love his name? Usain Bolt. A lot of eyes of the world will be on Usain to see what happens with him in the 100 meters and the 200 meters. And what did you find out there?
Well, there's two fun props. The first one is Will he break the world record in both the 100 meters and the 200 meters? And the odds are against that. In fact, it's 8-1 against. So if you think that's going to happen, 100 wins you 800. Now, here's a fun one. Usain Bolt is actually favored to have more gold medals individually as a person than the entire Olympic team of Greece. So there's a 55% chance that Bolt will have more golds than the entire country of Greece.
Oh, I love that. And then there were other crazy props too, like the number of athletes stripped of medals because of positive drug tests. That's always a big story. What'd you find there?
Yeah, the over-under on that is 5.5. So if you bet the over, if 6 or more are stripped, you win. And if it's 5 or less with the under, you win. And you guys may remember, or you may remember, Kate, is there was an interesting article in ESPN, the magazine, about all of the romance, let's call it, that goes on in the Olympic Village. So there's a fun prop out there. Will they run out of condoms at the Olympic Village? And the answer is no, most likely. But if they do, you get 6-1 odds on that.
I love it. RJ, always fun to talk to you. Go to pregame.com. It's a great website, all kinds of great information if you go check it out. And we're coming up on football season, so we'd love to have you back on in the next month or two.
It's always fun with you, Kate. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, so you heard what RJ had to say there. British bookmakers expecting to take 80 million in wagers. 80 million, 10 times more than the Beijing Games. 10 times more. Imagine that. So what a quandary it was in Las Vegas, as he was saying, as to what they were going to do, and now maybe they're kicking themselves that they didn't do the Olympic thing, because that's a massive amount of money. You'd have to figure it'd be pretty good in Vegas for the books, too. And it's interesting, it's still less, that $80 million figure is still less than the Nevada books take on the Super Bowl. You know, we talk about the Super Bowl as the number one betted thing, at least in this country for sure, in other countries too. England, they bet on anything. I mean, they'll bet on shoe colors and what time of day someone's going to wake up when we're talking about athletes. I mean, they'll take action almost anything. So even with the Super Bowl, it's pretty heavy, I think, in England. But $80 million is a pretty big figure. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, including Romney ticking off the prime minister.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Watching the opening ceremonies for these Olympic Games in London, will you? You have a chance, by the way, in our third hour to win some great prizes and bragging rights from America tonight. We're doing our Olympic medal challenge. How many medals do you think the U.S. is going to win overall? And gold, silver, and bronze. So you can go and win this four ways, or just give us one number. It's kind of like the super mega super duper scratch off, only you don't have to pay for it. So keep our number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hey, welcome to the show if you just tuned in for the first time. I was mentioning that Mitt Romney got in the crosshairs of David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, for a couple of things. NBC News, I think, kind of caught Mitt off guard. They asked him a question about the games, and the way it was set up was, oh, the security, they don't have all the security they wanted to have and that kind of stuff. And so what happened was Mitt Romney said, well, you know, in terms of what's happening here, it's disconcerting whether the British people would get behind the games. And of course, there is a threatened strike by immigration people. And he pointed to that, because what a disaster. The timing couldn't be worse, and they certainly know that. So Romney, with a couple of, with a couple of swings about the readiness, the question of the readiness, got under the skin of Cameron. He was talking to NBC, like I said, an offhanded thing, saying it's hard to know how it's going to turn out, and that there are stories about the private security firms not having enough people and the striking of the immigration and customs folks, and that's something that's not encouraging. And then point blank asked about the games and whether Britain is backing the games, and he said, you know, do they come together and celebrate the Olympic moment? He said it's something we can only find out when the games begin. And I don't see what was so nasty about actually that comment, although it's been a really rough month for England as they've seen extra troops that have had to be pushed into security after a private firm didn't deliver, and then the strike. I mean, that's obviously not something that they want to deal with there, and there is some concerns about how much of a bullseye will there be in England on these games. You know, it's pretty wide open. And then there's been a couple other gaffes. I think the biggest gaffe was the whole flag fiasco when there was in the opening football matches, when the South Korean flag was shown for the North Korean team and they walked off for an hour. You know, but there's going to be glitches, for goodness sake. There's going to be glitches. And what happened was when Cameron was asked about, you know, he was told about what Romney had to say. He talked about the fact that, you know, it's pretty, in a city as vibrant as London is, the difficulty, of course, here is, you know, you're dealing with a big city. You're dealing with a bustling, bustling area where it's quite an accomplishment to pull off things that we've pulled off. And it's much easier to do the Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere. So that was a big fat slam at Romney. I know. Listen. I know. Absolutely. Yeah. Took a slam at him because he's saying Salt Lake City is in the middle of nowhere. So this meeting, it was just like a little private one-on-one in Downing Street, where, of course, the Prime Minister makes his office and home. And what Romney, you know, what Romney has now seen happen to him is the pack of wild dogs called the media in England. They're after him, and their fangs are out because they're always looking for controversy. Always controversy sells, especially in England. If people here think the media is so awful, boy, start to read some of the rags. I just challenge you to do that. Start to read the Daily Mail and some of the others. Just Google it, and you'll be able to read some of it anyway. And some of the things that they write about, just absolutely crazy. And of course, we all know about the Rupert Murdoch papers and the hacking. In the desperation to beat everybody else, the lengths to which somebody in the company, several people in the company went to try to get the stories first and to actually listen in on private conversations of some very famous people from all kinds of walks of life, and this is how they were breaking stories. So they go to no lengths, in other words, is what I'm trying to say. And I think Romney didn't endear himself when he was asked about that question. But you know what? This is just a normal day in England. And just like that, Cameron will forget about it. And if he had to work with Romney, he'd work with Romney. He would have no problems working with him, I'm certain. Then you get David Axelrod, who's the re-election guru or strategist, if you want to call him that, for Obama. And he talked about the remarks that Romney made. And said that they were offensive and upsetting and very disturbing, very, very disturbing. So they're going to try to make more out of it, too. And the bottom line is here, nobody cares about that. Do we really care about the reaction of David Cameron or England to what Romney said? And the answer is, not really. Some of it was twisted a little bit, but I find it rather funny, to be honest. What wasn't funny, and as we are rounding the bend here, is these heavy storms, this rain that has lashed out on lots of Americans, where you look up into the sky and suddenly you see lightning. And this is in the Midwest and the Northeast. Hundreds of flights were grounded. Tens of thousands of people don't have power right now. I mean, who knows how many people in this listening audience, since a big chunk of the listening audience, many of you come from some of the areas that were slammed the worst. Elmira, New York, they had a mall that was ripped up a little bit, a country club that was also torn up. And no reports of injuries, though. That's the good thing, because you get 70-mile, 80-mile-an-hour winds in Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, black clouds that roll in, and hail that's up to a quarter size, smashing into windows, and you got problems. I don't care if it lasts for 15 minutes or lasts for an hour. It doesn't matter. And once that power is knocked out, and you're talking about, like, in New York, 93,000-plus, 93,000 is a big number. Some of you are listening to me, some of my pals in northern New Jersey on WVNJ, and I'll tell you what, I feel it. I feel you. I know what that's like when that power's out. You're crossing the bridge, and you're like, wow, I can't see anything. What's going on here? And how fast they can get that power back up, it's just a scramble. It's a mad, mad scramble. Just another reminder that you got to have that backup generator. It's worth the dough. It's worth getting a backup generator because of how many people this year have lost their power with these crazy thunderstorms and hailstorms. And I told my experience. I haven't been in a power outage in a very, very long time. Came back to the house. We came back to the house actually after a funeral. Came back to the house and were stunned. Everything was, you know, it was boom, boom. Out went the lights. Everything was dark. So once again, looking for the flashlight, yes, strategically placed flashlights, but not to get into the place. And then you've got the dash to figure out what is in the refrigerator and how everything's melting. And of course, the house itself is warm because of the temperatures outside are warm. And inside you're melting, and you're at the mercy of the power company where you're waiting. In fact, it affected this show where I was waiting, hoping that we would get the power back. And it took forever, as much as we called and cajoled them and everything else. But, you know, what can they do? They got to help whoever else also has the power out, and it's just a matter of time and how fast they can get to your neighborhood. When you're talking about numbers like 93,000, you could be talking about a day or two at least. Remember the last big storm we had? Boy, some of you, and I got some notes from a few of you, you had a weather out, pardon the pun, 4 days, 5 days. That is a very, very long time to be without power. Whew, that's tough. Not to have any power. All right, I feel compelled because we had such a rough week where we were talking about some really sad and heavy stories, that to tell you about this one crazy story I came across. Somebody actually sent me a text on it, and I heard something about it, but I didn't know too much about it, so I looked into it a little bit more. How does a 11-year, just ask yourself this, think about this, think of yourself as 11. How does an 11-year-old boy get on a plane from England, from Manchester, and get to Rome, Italy, with no money, no documents. No documents. That's what happened. This kid went through 5 security checkpoints undetected, had no boarding pass at security, no boarding pass at the gate, no passport, no boarding pass stub once on the plane. They didn't even notice he was on his own. They did a head count. They didn't find him. He was on Jet2.com. It's a low-cost airline that flies to 53 places in Eastern and Western Europe, and he made it to Rome. He ran away from his mother on Tuesday when she was shopping close to the airport. That's insane. Insane, I tell you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
86-2237. Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me see.
I got to tell you, I'm still thinking about that 11-year-old and how he got through all those security points and ended up from England on a flight into Rome, Italy. Imagine his mother. You're shopping, you turn around, where's my son? I need him to carry my grocery bags. Whoops. Sorry, Mama. He's in Rome right now. He followed a family through the checkpoints and onto the plane. That's how he was able to elude everybody. The captain called the police at Manchester Airport. They told the mother that he had been found, and this was once he arrived in Rome, once the plane went to Rome, and when he was, you know, when the plane landed, he was questioned, and that's where it all came out. He stayed on the flight, returned to Manchester, and was reunited with his mother. What kind of punishment do you get for getting on a plane? What do you think his mom, what would his mom do to him after scaring her half to death? But I'll tell you what, it goes to what Romney was saying about the security thing when he was actually asked about it and made the comment, boy, that breach shows you a potential lax security with these Olympic Games kicking off in London. Because, sure, okay, a kid could shadow a family and maybe be able to worm his way through. However, every time I've traveled, and there's been plenty of times that kids have been around me with their families, they're very specific about the boarding pass situation. So how has that happened with the boarding pass? You know, it wasn't like it was the Partridge Family, and here was this extra kid in the background. So here they got these, them beefing everything up, especially at Heathrow Airport, because that's the big concern. Known terror suspects have slipped before through that airport security at Heathrow, and they do not want problems there naturally. There are some trained guards that they believe are not questioning travelers rather as much as they should. So there are 1,200 more soldiers that are trying to fix up the holes in the security system, because that private security firm that was supposed to secure the games, it has not worked out. So they're not getting the number of guards they need, so they got to get more security there. But that does, especially when all these stories bubble up, the security kid getting through, certainly would play into the hands of people who want to have a big target to make a very big point that we're still here, we're still out here. Here we are once again in the final stretch, time flies, of hour two on America Tonight. I want to remind everybody, normally I don't do this, but in our third hour, we've got another version of sort of Nail the Score, only it's our Olympic medal count contest. All you got to do is guess how many medals you think the U.S. is going to win. You can also take the second part of the challenge if you choose to, you don't have to, by telling us how many golds, how many silvers, and how many bronzes. It just gives you more ways to win. So here's the number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can send us an email during the hour. It has to be during the hour, or that wouldn't be fair to everybody else. We spent so much of this week, as did so many other people, and so much of your conversation. I like to say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard, leaning over cars, pulling into driveways and donut shops and everywhere else, was without a doubt about what happened in that movie theater massacre, and how safe are you in public, and how awful it was, and grief for the victims, and questions about, geez, maybe we need to get a gun, or be more vigilant, or be careful in public places, or what can we do to make sure that movie violence doesn't happen again. So Harvey Weinstein, who's a pretty powerful man in the movie world, is saying, realizing that they're worried about people not wanting to go to the movies, is calling for a summit on violence in the movies after the shooting. And we've talked about this, that is it Hollywood's, if you're looking for someone to blame, is it Hollywood's fault for the kind of movies that they put out? Weinstein is a huge Obama supporter, and he says lack of gun control is really the big thing behind the Colorado theater shooting, and says, you know, Hollywood might start to think about examining whatever its part is in perpetuating real-life events. And this is a guy who's responsible for some of the most violent movies that we've ever seen, that have ever been on the big screen. So that's convenient. Okay, I've made all my money on violent movies now. Let's do something about curbing them. He's saying he wants to sit down with the Marty Scorsese's and the Quentin Tarantino's who make violent films and figure out a way to deal with violence in movies and discuss the role of that, you know, the role of Hollywood in any of it. And, you know, I would have to say that I don't think you can blame movies on it. If somebody has that deep personal flaw, they're psychotic, crazed, whatever, and their switch is tripped, which now, by the way, James Holmes is saying he had amnesia, and that's what led to what happened there. Give me a break. But I just don't think you can pin the movies for it. I just don't think you can pin it on them, because then, therefore, we have to just completely alter our way of life. And if it's younger people, and you're talking about violent video games or movies, well, that's up to parents and parental controls. When someone's an adult, it's up to them to decide for themselves what it is they're going to watch. I don't think we have to homogenize our culture. Even if you don't like violent movies, I get it. Some of it's crap, and certainly there are, as in any art form, a lot of things that many of us would agree we would not want to go see or don't like or whatever, but I would never take away the freedom that we have of choice, of personal choice. I don't want governmental controls on my television or governmental controls on my movies. Give me a break. No way. So The Dark Knight Rises, the Batman flick, by the way, opened to 160.9 million. But you wonder if the shooting has taken a toll on how much they've made since then and what it will be like the next couple of weeks, especially with idiots doing things like opening exit doors and screaming things in and, a few people yelling things out in the movie theater. Has violence increased? I bet it has. Peter Bogdanovich, who's a legendary director, says that it's out of control, the violence, and that video games are violent. It's out of control. And he's saying, which is adding to more fuel to the fire of what I don't agree with, that he can see where it would drive somebody crazy. Do you think that, America, that we can blame it on the movies? Let's just blame it on the movies, or let's just blame it on the violence that's out there that somebody sees. It's stimulating people in the wrong way. We need to, I'll use that word again, homogenize what we're listening to, what we're watching. That'd be disastrous. If you had too much censorship, can you imagine how disastrous that would be? You know, that's why we have a rating system for the movies. That's why there's R movies versus PG-13 and G-rated movies. I don't think we should be the thought police on what people are deciding that they're going to that they're going to watch or they're going to follow. I think that would be a huge mistake, and I don't think that it would necessarily stop someone who's already got a huge problem from doing damage in any kind of a public situation. It would be wrong to take this, I believe, to the other extreme, in other words. You might disagree with that, so send me your thoughts on it at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks so much to Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals. And oh my, what an hour this was. Our next hour, if you're sticking around, and I hope you are, our metal challenge.
Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.